Okay, continue. Neshidiv MS Oisya Dalid. We were last discussing the inyan of Yesh La'ayim. The person has to take his chamias, he mezach himself to become ayin. And when a person achieves that dag of ayin, that's the seid hadvekis that a person, his tachas in this world is to work on, to become like afar, to become hiyuli, tayhu, in a certain sense. That was the way that the Magadash and the Pasuk. We're going to be spending a lot of time talking about this because this is really one of the big chidushim of Chassidus, as we'll see as we go along. Once we've mentioned the Magid from Zlachev. I'd like to share with you something which I heard from the mouth of the Magid, Chag HaShavuos, which passed over 200 years ago. Sheshashavti sheshabatiti sham Chag Shavuos v'Shabbos Shacharav. I spent Shavuos and Shabbos with the Magid. V'amar Jewish Aruch ben Mincha shel Yom Rishon l'Marav shel Yom Sheni b'Kilas Kodesh Brod b'Beis Haminyan Shalai. V'yadati ki chavim analecha shmait the Rav HaMagid Neiru Yorav Olei B'Yaseh. And you know how I know how precious it is the words of the Magid are to you and to me. U'B'Yaseh Ma Shezachisi Lishmo Pel Peh, especially that which I heard from his holy mouth. Amartu Halach Lecha Alaksav Varav Shediva B'Ze'inim. And this is what he said. Sheshama Shel Yoimer Yishachet Es Tag Mitzvahs. He heard somebody was reciting the Tag Mitzvahs, which is a very nice thing to do. The Magid said, because he was in a good mood, what is this that you're reciting Tag Mitzvahs? He's chappering him a little bit. He says, reciting Tag Mitzvahs is not enough. You have to be Makayim Tag Mitzvahs. Let's begin with the first mitzvah entire. I was standing there, says the Machaber, the Yeshiva Yemes. Ask me a basic question. Why does it say Peru or Vu? What does Revu add to Peru? And I was quiet. But he was pushing me to say something. So I just said what Rashi says in Bereishis Aleph Chaf Beis. Peru means asu peiros. It would be enough to have just one child. Urvu means that you have to have two, which lahalacha, having two children. So the Magid was a lamdin, and he said, you know, then if that's the case, Revu already is a lashon which is mash matarti, trey. So why should it say Peru or Vu? It doesn't. What's the drasha? It's like one now two. Oh, Peru can be mashma one, but Revu the Choran itself is mashma two. So I should just say the mitzvah is Revu. V'achkach ben hatzadik hamafursim arina harav zusha neiruyor shubakehilas kodesh hanepoli. It's interesting how these tzaddikim come up as if like these are people in his life, right? His friend. Rav Zusha had a son who was there too, who was standing there. And he piped up and he said, and he had a son in Kehilas Brod who lived in Brod, and he was mispallel with the minion of the Magid. And he said, it says, Shteit in Torah, Parshas B'chul Koyesai, V'hefresi yischem, V'herbesi yischem, Gam kem keifa. So this is perhaps just the way that the Torah talks. Peru or Vu. V'hefresi, V'herbesi. Over there has nothing to do with mitzvah. It's just a bracha. Rav HaMagid, near your Gam kem kasha. So that doesn't help me. It makes it more difficult. But it's also kasha. So okay, it may not be the Shoresh HaMitzvah, but why does the Torah speak this way? V'shoyal Laisi. And then he turned to me again. So he said, maybe herbesi has nothing to do with numbers. Herbesi has to do more with the quality, not the quantity. Herbesi means that you stand straight up. If you take a look at the letter Shin Chav, herbesi, he says, is a lashon his rav rivus ugedula. I mean, it has to do with how you hold yourself. The koyim is kufa. V'shal mazek koyim is kufa. He didn't like that answer. He said, what does that mean? Apparently you see that the Magid had something he wanted to say. Many times it's like, he lets you share, and then he's going to tell you what he wanted to say. It was really not about your answers. It was about what he wanted to share. And then he went into a whole drasha. And this is what he said. The teichin dvarav. Shabriyas Ha'ilam as Hayabishvila Shashua Vitanag Shikabal Hashem Yisbarach Mizah. Tanag Gadol. The point of creation is Tainug. Tanag Hashem Vitanag Hanivran. Shayatlam Itoy Nishmas Yisrael. The creation, the formation of Knesset Yisrael, this is Hashem's pleasure. Bereshis Yisrael Yisrael. And these neshamas, we are from galaxies away, beyond galaxies, until Yisrapshu Lubashchami, because a yin meant a neshama. And then we have to wear garments in this world called a guf. We have to work to purify these guf, to turn chimer into tzura, to turn chol into kodesh, guf into neshama, into our mizdabik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'machshava, b'ahava, k'shurim boi, b'deveika, chasheika, v'chafeitza, according to the lashon of the Medrash, v'idam was atzman la'ayin. Then the person, he sees himself as ayin, a mitzias, that is completely zach, not that he loses himself, he forgets himself, he makes himself into a nothing, that's not what it means. It means that it's a state of kedusha that a person is in, that he's I. Just to walk around and to say, Ech ben a garnish, Ech ben a garnish, you know the famous, right? Mm-hmm. That ma'isa. Means to say that my life force from Kadosh Baruch Hu, ayin means that I'm completely dependent every single rega. The only vada is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Havadei shmo kenti lasai. He's the only vada. That's his tehila, that he's the only vada. Of course, that doesn't mean the person has to walk around that we're a mechuyev hametzias. Hashem wants us here and he wants us here forever. And Nishma Yisrael isn't going anywhere, eternally. But we have to understand that he's mechayes kulam. To walk around with that metzias again, Rabbi says it's really a gift that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is machan in a person, that he's able to have such a hasaga in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that every moment that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is machayim, he is machayim every single moment. And then he said something which is the opposite of what the Velt thinks. Shilahem nin bekeshem in and dvukim beboy yisbarach shemo rakbin in ha'olam. That they think to themselves that when they're not davak to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but they're involved in other worldly things, that's what they're connected to. V'hem yesh b'neihem, v'chashim b'neihem g'doylem, v'heichem g'doylem. Right? And then a person gets very full of himself in his state of yeshus. Halo bin laila, hayu bin laila avad. Right? A person gets lost in his life and types of accomplishments which he has, and this makes him into a bal gaiva. He says, you're here today, you're gone tomorrow, chas v'shalom, not literally, but it's kitzel oivir yameihem. We say this every Rosh Hashanah, every Yom Kippur, and we're markish how the years go by. Kitzel oivir yameihem. V'apechayem heim hevel. So even in your lifetime, like Shlomo Malach said, hevel havalim hakol hevel. It's im heim yesh b'daitem, heim be'emes ayin. But when you think that you're a yesh, you're mamish or nothing. You're an ayin in the sense that you're mamish hevel. But a person who is ayin, a yesh is be'emes an ayin. But somebody who is truly an ayin, he's a real yesh. Because why? Because then you're attaching to Kadosh Baruch Hu with this form called the yesh amiti. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only yesh. So ayin means that now you become secondary to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're dovek to him, so you could say about yourself, now you're truly a yesh. So a person who's an ayin, he's truly a great person. He thinks that he's a nothing, but he's really great. That's what the Zohar says. Mandu who's the heir, who rav. Or mandu who rav, who's the heir. He who's a small person, he's really great. He who is a great person, I mean, he thinks that he's great, he's really small. Ki anaf bal d'shar shay, because now you're attaching yourself, the branch to its root. And then you become one with that shayrish. And in this case, Hashayrish Ein Saif. That Shayrish that you attach yourself to is Ein Saif. Im kin ha'anaf gam kin Ein Saif. Then you become also Ein Saif. Ki nispatel b'metzias. Because you become a new metzias. You become part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's metzias. Ke tipa naflash layam agadol basa l'shayrisha. So this tipa is no longer a tipa by itself. It's not just a drop in the Poland Spring bottle. If you pour that tipa into the ocean, now it's ocean. And the whole ocean is ocean. You become one with that thing which is the yam, by our standards, considered to be Ein Sof. In Chazal, Halacha, Maim Shein Lahem Sof. Because you can't recognize it anymore. And really in Chassidus, this is the Iker. derech avoida, it's not lemaisa. So the Baal Shem Tov overheard the conversation, and he came in and he said, Rabbi Yisai, Udal is right. Because all the sha'arim are totally in Siyata Dishmai. Siyata Dishmai opens up every single shah. You can't do anything without Siyata Dishmai. But you think you have Torah without Siyata Dishmai? Everything is Siyata Dishmai. So again, this is all part of Chassidus too. Because really, if you break it down, B'derech HaNigla, what you're doing this avoid the Tav Sechar Elam Haba, what if Hashem says, how did you do that? And you need a Siyata Dishmai, so you get anything? I mean, Hashem can strip a person of everything which he ever did because everything was Siyata Dishmai after all. It's a chesed that you give us what we deserve. Because even what we deserve, it's your Siyata Dishmai. So even the gemul itself is a chesed. So then what's left for us if everything belongs to him? If everything is Siyata Dishmai after all, so everything is really a matnas chinam. At the end of the day, in chesed, it's a matnas chinam. Ah, namad the kisufa, Hashem can take care of that too. Don't worry about it. He can also fix the namad the kisufa as well. My say is a person has to go with emuna, yitacha, know everything is Siyata Dishmai, be grateful and thank Hashem for his greatness. I mean, he's so, so great, we have nothing to worry about. That's the chesedus one, my mission, I'll regular achas. Okay, we should be able to live it, not just to share it.